Man cannot establish the church. The church is not what man does. The church is what God wrought in Christ Jesus. And the church is not something that you can unite, you know, get everybody together and say, well, now we all want to sing Yankee Doodle or something, then we all belong to the new Rockefeller Church or something with the rock music. I don't know. They can't do it. It is a church of one spirit. The bond, the cohesiveness, that which God gave when the old passed away and all things are become new, is that there is only one spirit. That is our linkage. That is our key. That is our connection. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, there is one body, and one, what? Even as you're called in one hope of your, what? One Lord, one faith, one, what? Not water. Keep it dry. Had God wanted water, he isn't stupid. He's got it in his vocabulary to said so. It is the baptism with the Spirit, which is the new birth, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Acts 2, 38, 39 says so. Verse 13. Until we all come in the unity of the what? Of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of whom? Right. It is this one spirit which makes the one body, which is the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, which is ours. And this is until we all come in the unity, the oneness of the faith and of the knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not going to be while you're here upon earth. It will only be when he returns, for then only will we reach the perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of what? Amen. And there is no church unity that you can institute through the National Council or the World Council or any other stupid council that will ever bring to pass what God brought to pass in Christ Jesus on resurrection ground. And that is, we are one in the Spirit, because there is only one Spirit. In Colossians chapter 1, listen to verse 15. In whom, 14, we have redemption, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by God were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by God and for him. And he, God, is before all things, and by him, by God, all things cohere. Is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might become the prominent one. 4, it pleased God that in him, the prominent one, should all fullness what? And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him, Jesus Christ, to reconcile all things unto himself by him, whether they be things in earth or things in what? Heaven. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, for in him, in this resurrected Christ, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. What? Doesn't say Trinity, says Godhead. Well, keep your head and you won't have any trouble. There's only one what? That's right. If the people want a Trinity, let them have one. Let them explain the complication. They made the problem. Let them figure their head out of it. It just means, in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the head. The head, God. Head, God. God, head. There's only one head, that's God. And verse 10 says, and ye are what? Complete in him who is the head of all what? Right. In whom also you are, or were, as the text says, circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Verse 12 says, you were buried with him in what? When he was buried, you got baptized in his burial. And it is in that circumcision, that burial, that baptism, that he quickened us together with him and has forgiven you all your trespasses, according to verse 13. Look at verse 20. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments, the word rudiments is outward ordinances. Of the world. Why, as though living in the world, are ye yet subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Do. It says in chapter 3, verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are where? Above. Not in the ordinances, but seek the things which are above. Because we're already seated in the heavenlies. So we ought to be looking up there to see how to operate down here. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, should be a little familiar to you, the marvelous verse 13, we ought to just bring back to our memory tonight. For with one Spirit were we all baptized into one what? Body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and were made, and were all made to drink into one what? That's right. You see, the connecting link is the one Spirit. All things have passed away, all things have become new because of that indwelling Spirit, which is God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 says, and all things are of God. All things what? Well, old things are passed away. Verse 17, all things are become what? Therefore, all new things. and all things new are of God, who hath, past tense, reconciled, past tense, us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of what? Right. He hath reconciled us. Well, if he's reconciled us, then we are what? We live on resurrection ground. Old things are passed away. You're no longer to know Christ after the flesh. You no longer go by the record of the Gospels as far as the church of the body is concerned, because the church of the Gospels was the church of the bride. Jesus Christ was the bridegroom. The called out of Israel was the bride. They crucified the bridegroom. But God did something. He raised him from the dead, and in that resurrection, when he ascended, he led captivity captive, and then he gave something on the day of Pentecost, which is his indwelling spirit, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.